应的就是使得毒钩。
It says in 1 Corinthians 15 that the sting of death is sin.
那么律法呢是罪的权势。
And the power of sin is the law.
所以当你犯罪的时候
，So when we sin,
你就违背了神的律法。
We have violated God's law.
结果呢，你就落到了死亡的里面。
And you have fallen under death.
我想这是人类堕落的一个故事。
And this is the story of man's fall.
那我们看见他不仅用这个死亡攻击这个整个世界。
So not only does he bring death into the world.
今天他更是用死亡来攻击神的教会。
He uses death to assault God's church.
我们已经讲到，教会呢是一个承接基督见证的器皿。
We said previously that the church is the vessel that contains God's testimony.
基督的见证要在地上能够被显明出来。
For Christ's testimony to be manifested in this world,
神必须要得着教会。
God has to obtain the church.
这个器皿必须符合于神的心意。
And this vessel has to be according to God's will.
但是呢，仇敌今天在地上竭力的破坏主的教会。
But the work of the enemy is to corrupt the church.
所以他不能阻止我们信主。
So he can't stop us from believing in the Lord.
但是呢，他可以把一些的基督徒啊，把他从活的把他弄成死的。
But he can make Christians from living to dead.
或者呢，把他弄成个半死不活的。
Or he can turn them into half dead and no longer living.
就像老子家教会一样。
Like the church in Laodicea.
变成个不冷不热的东西。
Something that is neither hot nor cold.
所以教会也是一样。
And the church is the same way.
他也能把一个活的教会把它整个弄成死的。
He can turn a living church into one that is dead.
我们看见在旧约时代中
，We see in the Old Testament.
犹太人在圣殿里面的那一个侍奉本来应该是活的。
We see that the Israelite service in the temple ought to be one that is living.
但是仇敌呢，把它弄成了变成犹太教。
But the enemy has caused it to become Judaism.
啊，本来是活的，变成死的了。
Originally it was living, and it has become dead.
弟兄姊妹们，今天地上的教会也是这样。
And brothers and sisters, today the church is the same.
本来教会是与基督一同坐在天上。
The church ought to be seated with Christ in the heavenly place.
是充满神能力的地方。
A place where God can manifest His power.
但是今天我们可以看见地上许多的教会都被弄死了。
We see.So many churches are being killed off.
有的你会看见那个大礼拜堂已经变成观光的地方了。
And we see many cathedrals turned into tourist sites.
这是一个大的悲剧。
And this is a tragedy.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
仇敌积极的工作
the work of the enemy
就是要把一个属灵的教会。
Is to turn a spiritual church
把它变成属世的
into one that is worldly.
所以今天教会在地上面临一个空前的危机，就是变成世俗化、世界化 ，worldly.
So the church has become worldly.
那么不仅变成世界化
，So not only has the church become worldly.
也叫这个属灵的教会变成属肉体的。
It causes a spiritual church to become fleshly.
我们知道这个世界跟人的肉体也是撒旦手中的工具。
We know that the world and the flesh are also tools that Satan uses.
什么时候一碰到这些东西的时候，圣徒就变死的，整个教会也变死的。
Whenever we touch these things, then The individual becomes dead, and the church becomes dead.
所以我们何等需要主的怜悯。
So indeed, we need God's mercy.
那么有的教会呢，本来原来是充满生命的。
Some churches, they ought to be filled with life.
结果呢，因为仇敌的工作，把它变成宗教了。
But because of the enemy's work, it has become religion.
我们已经讲过，教会不是一个宗教团体。
And we've shared that.The church is not a religious organization.
所以你看，有很多的教会离开了主所给的生命。
So we see churches that leave the life that God has given.
他们变成非常的传统。
They become very traditional.
他们非常的自句。
They follow the word.
然后变成道理。
They become doctrinal.
变成一种形式。
And they follow a form.
变成一种注重礼仪。
And they follow rituals.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们知道这些都是仇敌很厉害的工作。
And we know that this is the work of the enemy.
这些工作最终的目的呢，就是毁坏教会。
And the purpose of this work is to corrupt the church.
那个目的就是要叫基督的见证在地上呢无处可以来托付。
And it causes the vessel to not be able to contain the testimony of our Lord.
所以器皿被破坏。
So the vessel has become broken.
那个内容啊，也就不存在。
And the content of that cannot be held.
我们读整个教会历史的时候。
And when we read church history,
我们看见这样的悲剧一个时代一个时代的写出来。
And we see this tragedy throughout the generations.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们实在需要被主来提醒。
We need to be reminded by the Lord.
我们知道今天我们乃是在一个属灵的征战的里面。
Today we are found on the spiritual battlefield.
这个属灵征战的性质。
The nature of this warfare.
不仅是属灵的。
Not only that it's spiritual.
也是生命与死亡的。
It's a matter of life and death.
所以保罗在他晚年的时候写信给他亲爱的同工提摩太。
So the elder Paul, when he wrote to the young Timothy,
我们知道那个时候提摩太在以弗所做长老。
We know that at the time, Timothy was an elder at the church at Ephesus.
那个时候以弗所的教会的光景已经开始有很多下坠的情形。
And at the time, the church in Ephesus had begun to decline.
保罗不仅在许多教会的事务上面给提摩太有非常好的教导。
Not only did Paul give good practical teaching to Timothy,
到最后的时候，
but at the end of Ephesus,
他提醒提摩太，
he reminds Timothy,
如果这一切外面事情都做不到的话呢，
if you can't obtain all these outward things,
有最后一件事情你必须要持守住，
there's something you have to hold fast to,
就是你必须守住那个永远的生命。
You have to hold fast to that eternal life.
因为你只有持定永生，你才能为真道打美好的仗。
Because only when you hold fast to that eternal life can you fight the good fight.
弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们都知道，当我们蒙恩得救的时候，
we know that when we are saved,
我们从主领受了一个新的生命。
We receive a new life.
约翰福音第十章第十节的话又简单又宝贵。
John.Chapter 10, verse 10 gives us important and precious words.
主说我来了是要叫羊，也是叫人得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
Our Lord says, I came that they might have life and might have it abundantly.
所以主到地上来最大的目的就是把生命带给我们。
So the purpose of our Lord coming to this world is to give us life.
主降卑，主受了那么多的苦，最后死在十字架上。
He descended, he suffered, and he died on the cross.
付了这么重大的代价。
He paid a heavy price.
那个最终的目的就是把生命给人。
The purpose is to give man life.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and
当我们得着这个生命的时候，
When we've obtained this life,
我们就得着了神一切的丰富。
Then we obtain all of God's abundance.
所有一切神的祝福，他所有一切的美德，他的性情都在这个生命的里面。
All of his beauty and all that He possesses is found in this life.
所有的能力也都在这个生命的里面。
All the power is in this life.
所以生命是包括一切的。
So this life encompasses all things.
所以神把这个生命给我们。
So when God gives us this life,
神也希望我们从蒙恩得救开始。
God hopes that at the moment we are saved,
我们一切的生活、行动、侍奉、敬拜、聚会都要根据于这个生命。
All of our walk, our service, and our lives have to be according to this life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
So dear brothers,
感谢神的大恩典。
We thank God for his abundant grace.
他把他自己的生命分赐给我们所有蒙恩得救的人。
He has given his life to all of us.
这是何等的福气啊。
What an amazing blessing.
但是很可惜啊。
But tragically,
今天我们看见在地上的教会，
we see the church today,
各处 许多神的儿女们有的注重行为，注重教条，注重经历，注重做法，注重工作。
We see the children of God in the church today holding on to forms and methods and rituals.
唯独一件事情就是忽略主给我们的生命。
And they have cast aside the life that God has given us.
今天真正活在这个生命中，跟着生命而走的人似乎也不太多。
Those that truly hold on to this life and walk according to that life are few.
既然主是给我们的生命，
Because the Lord has given us life,
我们晓得生命是有感觉的。
You know that life comes with feeling.
我们有生命就应当有感觉。
If we have life, we ought to feel.
如果你摸不到什么感觉
，If you can't sense anything,
那么你今天要赶快回到主面前好好祷告。
Then you need to come back before the Lord in prayer.
到底我们得救了没有啊
？Have we really been saved?
真正的得救是重生，对不对？
True salvation is being born again.
那么你有了生命，就应当有感觉。
If you have life, you ought to be able to feel that life.
所以今天我们基督徒的生活侍奉，要从这个生命里面出来。
So our lives and our service have to flow forth from this life.
如果从这个生命中出来的，那就是一个活的。
And if it comes out of this life, then it is living.
是的，我们基督徒需要有好行为。
We ought to have We ought to have good deeds.
我们应当有好的性格的表现。
And we ought to manifest a good character.
但是我们要晓得，这些东西是从这个生命中活出来的。
We have to know that these things are lived out of that life.
不是凭着我们自己的力量做出来的。
Not worked out with our own strength.
所以我们必须要认识一件事情。活出来的才是对的，做出来的是错的。
So if we live it out, that is correct, and if we work it out, then that is not correct.
基督徒是活出来的，不是做出来的。
We have to live out that life, not work it out.
我们的聚会，我们的敬拜也是这样。
In our service, in our worship, it has to be the same way.
必须是活的。
Has to be living.
我们知道聚会有一定的形式。
We know that there are There is a method of doing of meeting.
很多外面的做法。
And there are forms.
但是呢，不管什么形式、什么做法，都不是重要的。
But the form and the method are not important.
要有生命，那个才是对的。
We need to have life. That is what's important.
所以在神的百姓中，有人主张要安静。
So among God's people, some pay attention to being silent.
有的人呢，主张呢要热闹。
And some want to be boisterous.
所以要敲锣打鼓，对吧？
And so they want to beat on drums.
那弟兄姊妹们，不管你安静也好，你敲锣打鼓热闹也好，要有生命才是对的。
Whether you're silent or you're loud, you have to have life.
没有生命就玩做什么也都是错的。
Without that life, doesn't matter what you do, it's
所以我们基督徒必须要持定这个永远生命，持定生命的感觉。
So we have to hold fast to that eternal life and that feeling.
我有的时候心里面很感叹。
And sometimes I sigh within.
我不晓得这个时代已经变成了什么样的一种情况。
I'm not sure what this generation has become.
我记得我早年蒙恩得救的时候。
I remember when I was first saved.
我16岁受浸。
I was baptized when I was 16 years old.
很奇妙的，在那些早年很幼嫩的生活里面。
Miraculously, in those early days of my salvation,
圣经的知识也没有。
I didn't have any wisdom from God's word.
更谈不上有什么属灵的经历。
I had no spiritual experience.
但是呢，主在我里面给我那个生命的感觉是非常清楚的。
But I was sensitive to that spiritual feeling.
我想我们中间有很多弟兄姊妹啊，曾经也听过我讲过我那个幼年的时候的一些故事。
And I think you've heard some of my experiences previously.
我想我不在这里重复。
I'm not going to repeat them.
那个时候，在我里面，主借着生命给我的教导，清清楚楚。
But the instruction of life from the Holy Spirit was very clear to me.
比方说，主阻止我闯红灯。
the Lord corrected me when I jaywalked.
从那一次开始,
from that one time,
五十年过来了,
in 50 years,
我再没有一次是故意闯红灯。
I've never run a red light since.
那个小的时候随便丢垃圾。
And when I was younger, I littered once.
经过主那个生命的在里面的教导之后，这五十年过来了，我也没有随便能够丢垃圾。
And through that life, the teaching of that life.In the past 50 years, I've never littered again.
我每次回想的时候,
and when I think back,
那个感觉还是清楚的不得了。
That feeling is still fresh in my mind.
所以我就看看今天呢，在教会里面这些年轻人。
So when I look at the young people in the church today,
奇怪他们怎么没有感觉呢？
I feel like they don't have any feeling.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这个不需要多高深的道理的。
You don't need any high doctrine.
你有生命，
If you have life,
就应当是有感觉的。
You ought to feel.
今天如果你顺着这个生命的感觉跟随主，
And if you follow this feeling and walk with the Lord,
你就很自然知道怎么过属灵的生活。
You know how to live a spiritual life.
你顺着这个生命的感觉跟随主，
And if you walk according to this spiritual feeling,
你自然就知道怎么样侍奉。
You know how to serve.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
so dear brothers and sisters,
所以我们实在需要主的恩典。
We need God's mercy.
今天我们需要回到这个生命的这个根基上面。
We need to come back to this foundation.
要能抗拒仇敌那个死亡的权势。
In order to fight against the forces of the enemy,
你只有活在这个生命的里面。
You have to abide in that life.
没有任何其他的方式能够帮助我们。
There is no other method that can help us.
我们感谢主。
So we thank our Lord.
我们今天活在地上。
Today we live in this world.
我们难免会遭到死亡的攻击。
We will be engaged by the power of death.
特别是属灵的死亡。
Especially spiritual death.
我们处处事事你都会碰见。
And you'll experience this in all aspects.
但是主告诉我们。
But our Lord tells us.
我们还有一个宝贵的经历。
There is one other precious experience.
就是你可以用生命来吞死亡。
You can use life to swallow death.
因为这个生命是一个得胜的生命。
Because this life is a victorious life.
这个生命也是一个复活的生命。
It is a resurrection life.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
如果今天仇敌用死亡攻击到我们，
If the enemy engages us with death,
你需要回到这个生命的里面的时候，你立刻得力量。就可以从死里面出来。
You come back to this life, and you will be renewed and can be restored from death.
所以我们基督徒应该有这个出死入生的经历。
So we need to have this
出死。
We need to pass from death to life.
因为我们是软弱的人。
Because we are weak.
我们实在是。很容易遭受仇敌的攻击。
We are easily flustered by the enemy.
我们里面的肉体和血气。
And because of our temperament and our flesh,
撒旦很容易在里面做工的。
The enemy easily works in our lives.
有很多时候做一点工，我们就死了。
Sometimes he does a little bit of work and we die.
但是感谢主。
But we thank our Lord.
在过去的年日里面。
That in these many years,
我看见一个真正得救的基督徒。
I see a truly overcoming Christian.
只要他里面有主的生命在。
He has the life of our Lord in him.
他虽然中了仇敌那个死毒。
Even if he is poisoned by the enemy.
我曾经看见一个弟兄，他死了三十多年。
I met a brother who had died 30 years ago.
他不，不是肉身的死。啊，他是属灵上的死。
He experienced spiritual death 30 years ago.
奇妙的，三十年后他又活过来了。
And 30 years later, he came back to life.
感谢我们的主啊。
We thank our Lord.
当然，最好我们今天呢，不要等三十年再活。
Hopefully, we won't wait 30 years before we are revived.
也不可能再有三十年。
And we might not have 30 years.
因为主真的是很快就要回来。
Because our Lord will return soon.
所以我们要像保罗一样说。
So we have to be like Paul.
我们什么时候软弱，就什么时候刚强。
When I am weak, then I am strong.
弟兄姊妹，这是生命的经历。
And this is an experience of that life.
这是复活生命的一个经历。
This is the experience of resurrection life.
所以今天呢，在地上。
So today,
我们基督徒所从事的这个征战。
The warfare that we Christians engage in.
我们也可以说是一个生命的大战。
It is a battle for life.
到处都是死亡。
There is death all around us.
但是只要神的儿女在哪里，哪里就有生命。
But where the children of God are, there is life.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
你能活就是得胜。
If you can live, then you are victorious.
你能活就是真的见证。
If you live, that is testifying.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
This is very important.
我们不仅要认识属灵征战的性质
，So not only do we need to understand the nature of this warfare，
还有一些属灵征战的原则，我们也需要明白。
There are some principles to this spiritual warfare that we need to understand。
我们知道，在圣经里面有两卷书是专门讲到征战。
We know that there are two books in the Bible that speak to us about spiritual warfare。
一卷就是约书亚记。
The first being Joshua。
另外一卷就是以弗所书
and the second Ephesians.
在这两卷书的里面
in these two books,
主都给我们有一些征战的原则
the Lord gives us some principles to this warfare.
我想我用很短的时间我要略略的把这些原则做一点的交通
So very quickly, I'll share on these aspects.
因为这些对于我们来讲都是非常重要的宝贵的一些教训
because these are important and precious teachings for us.
我们知道当摩西过世的时候
we know that after Moses died,
那么他把以色列两三百万人的责任交付给约书亚
he passed on the responsibility of that 2 million people to Joshua.
要约书亚带领这么多的百姓过约旦河进入迦南地
Joshua's responsibility was to lead these people across the Jordan into Canaan.
所以我们知道约书亚真是心里非常的惧怕。
And so, of course, Joshua had much fear in his heart.
所以难怪在约书亚记第一章里面，神好几次讲到说，约书亚，你不要惧怕。
So, in the first chapter of Joshua, the Lord tells Joshua, "Fear not."
神说，我与你同在。
I am with you.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
那么约书亚就靠着神刚强有力
Joshua leaned on God for strength.
那么他就带领以色列百姓过了约旦河
And he led the people across the Jordan.
我们都很清楚这个故事
And we all know the story.
并且我们知道当时在迦南地里面仇敌的势力是非常的强大
And we know that in the land of Canaan, the power of the enemy was strong.
他们里面有31个王
There were 31 kings.
我们知道这三十一个王后来都被约书亚打败。
And we know that all 31 of these kings were overcome by Joshua.
约书亚是如何能打败这些仇敌的呢
？How could he defeat all these enemies?
弟兄姊妹们，在这里我想有几个重要的原则我们需要知道。
Dear brothers and sisters, there are some important principles we need to pay attention to.
第一个重要的原则
，The first principle,
就是要过约旦，然后守基甲。
The first one is to cross the Jordan and to encamp at Gilgal.
因为当神行了神迹啊，让以色列的百姓在约旦河的干地中走过。
When God performed that miracle and the Jordan dried up so that the Israelites could walk over.
他们用了12块石头放在约旦河中间，然后又拿了12块石头，放在这个基甲这里。
They put 12 stones in the midst of the Jordan and took out 12 stones and placed them at Gilgal.
然后他们就安营在基甲。
And then they encamped at Gilgal.
就在那里，第二次约书亚让以色列百姓行割礼。
And there the children of Israel were circumcised a second time.
那么弟兄姊妹们，这一段的经历里面是讲到基督十字架的经历。
This experience is the experience of Christ's cross.
这个过约旦河就表示他们与主同死，与主同复活了。
Crossing the Jordan is dying with our Lord and resurrecting with our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，这个就是罗马书第6章第6节的 那个话。
And this represents what Romans chapter 6 tells us.
就是我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架了。
That our old self was crucified with Christ.
这是加略山的一个事实。
This is the reality of Calvary.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
每一个蒙恩得救的圣徒，你都是过了约旦。
Every believer has crossed the Jordan.
但是后面一个很重要的一件事情是什么呢？
But another important point.
你要安营在基甲。
You have to be camped at Gilgal.
基甲的意思就是把埃及的羞辱把它滚出去。
Gilgal means rolling away the reproach of Egypt.
他们在那里新割礼，也就是把肉体把它滚出去。
And circumcision represents removal of the flesh.
所以守住基甲的意思就是说呢，我们要在十字架的经历里面不给肉体留下任何的地位。
So Gilgal represents remaining in the cross and not giving opportunity to the flesh.
这就是罗马书第八章第十三节的话。
And this is what Romans chapter 8 verse 13 tells us.
要靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行。
That by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body.
我觉得今天呢，我们活在一个充满试探引诱的一个环境的里面。
We live in a society that is full of evil and temptation.
弟兄姊妹们，不要等到说呢，有很多的恶行已经行出来了，那就来不及了。
Don't wait until you've committed acts of wickedness.
最好是呢，这个恶行呢。就在你的思想中出现一点点的时候，你就立刻靠着圣灵把它去除掉。
We ought to remove any thought of wickedness as soon as it enters our mind.
你知道我们有很多基督徒啊。
We know that many Christians
常常不知道如何保守自己的思想。
We don't know how to protect our thoughts.
有时候坐在家里胡思乱想。
And we sit there and our minds wander.
我就让他去想。
We let it wander.
我越想越想会变成力量的。
And that leads to strength.
你最好这个意念一出来的时候，你马上对主说啊，这个是恶行，应该把它砍掉。
As soon as that thought appears, we ought to pray to the Lord and say, Lord, that is evil and needs to be rid of.
要靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行。
And by the Holy Spirit, we put to death the deeds of the body.
所以这是当时约书亚他们能得胜的第一个重要的一个条件。
And so this was the first reason why they could overcome.
第二件重要的事情。
And secondly,
那么就是当他们来到耶利哥城那里的时候。
When they came to Jericho,
有一天约书亚出去碰见一个人。
Joshua went out and met a man.
这个人手里拿着一把剑。
And this person had a sword.
所以约书亚过去问他说，你是帮助我们的还是帮助我们敌人的呢？
And Joshua asked him, are you for us or for our adversaries?
他说不是的。
He said, no.
他说我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。
He said, I come as captain of the hosts of the Lord.
约书亚立刻就俯伏。
And immediately Joshua bowed down.
所以那个人就告诉他说要把脚上的鞋脱下来。
And then the man told Joshua to remove his sandals. Because where he was standing was holy ground. Who was the one holding the sword?
弟兄姊妹，我的领会是指的圣灵说的。
And this captain speaks of the Holy Spirit.
所以往后去我们也不见他了，对吧？
So later we don't see him reappear.
他是一个隐藏的元帅。
He is a hidden captain.
他在以色列的百姓面前带领他们。
Among the children of Israel, he was leading them.
所以我们看见以色列在整个迦南地能够打败所有的一些仇敌。
So we see that the Israelites were able to defeat all of the enemies in Canaan.
他们很快的就把整个迦南地就占为他们的产业。
Very quickly, they conquered the land of Canaan as their inheritance.
所以这个提醒我们。
So this reminds us.
今天我们在属灵的生活里面
today in our spiritual living,
必须要让圣灵做元帅。
We have to let the Holy Spirit be our captain.
元帅的意思就是我们是兵，他是将，对吧？
Captain means we are the soldiers and he is the general.
我们需要听他的话。
We have to listen to his word.
我们要像那个当兵的服从命令一样。
We have to be obedient like soldiers.
要顺服圣灵的带领。
To be submissive to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
上面引导我们，教导我们。
That in all things he trains and teaches us.
弟兄姊妹，这也是非常重要的。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is important.
这也是约书亚他们得胜的一个非常重要的关键。
And this is another reason why they could overcome.
第三件事情。
Thirdly,
我们知道这个进入迦南的征战是一个团体的征战。
We know that this entering into Canaan was a corporate battle.
虽然当初有两个半支派的人他们不肯过约旦河。
Even though there were 2.5 tribes that weren't willing to cross the Jordan.
但是他们中间的壮丁呢，过去帮助打仗。
But their young men were able to go and fight.
所以呢，这个是一个属灵的一个团体的一个征战。
So this tells us that it's a corporate battle.
以色列的全家都必须投入这个征战。
Every tribe in Israel took part in this battle.
所以这个也是一个很重要的原则。
And this is another important principle.
我们知道今天在新约时代中间。
We know that in the New Testament today.
我们的征战也是教会团体的征战。
Our battle is one that is corporate. It's a battle that the church enters into.
主在马太福音第十六章第十八节这样说。
In Matthew 16:18, it tells us.
他说：“我把我的教会建造在这磐石上。”
Says, I will build my church on this rock.
阴间的门不能胜过它。
And the gates of Hades shall not overpower it.
这提醒我们，只有在团体的征战中，阴间的门不能胜过我们。
It tells us that in this corporate battle, the gates of Hades cannot prevail.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
从约书亚记里面
，from Joshua,
我们看见他们得胜的一些原则。
We see some principles of how they overcame.
这些对于我们今天属灵的征战来讲，重要的提醒。
And these are important reminders to us in our spiritual warfare.
我们现在来看新约的以弗所书。
And lastly, we want to look at Ephesians in the New Testament.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
保罗是一个有经验的战士。
Paul was an experienced warrior.
所以他写了以弗所书。
And so he wrote the book of Ephesians.
讲到属灵的征战。
And he speaks of spiritual warfare.
当然在以弗所书第六章里面讲到这个征战。
And in chapter 6, it speaks specifically of warfare.
这个也是指着一个教会的全体的征战。
And again, this speaks of a corporate warfare.
因为今天呢，我们所面对的仇敌。
Because the enemy we face today.
保罗告诉我们，他们是空中执政掌权者的首领。
Paul tells us that these are rulers and principalities in the heavens.
那个意思是说呢，仇敌的打仗啊，这个是一个有组织的战争。是有组织的 organized.
Oh, it tells us that the enemy is an organized, is organized.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们不要以为说呢，这个鬼呀、啊、是乱打架的，不是。
The devil does not fight haphazardly.
他们是有组织的。
He is an organized.
因为他们属于一个黑暗的国度。
Because he is a dark kingdom.
所以我们要晓得，今天我们必须在基督的身体里面来学习征战。
So in the body of Christ, we learn how to fight.
那保罗告诉我们有几个重要的原则，我们需要守住。
And Paul tells us a few principles we have to keep.
第一个，要靠着主的大能大力做刚强的人。
First, according to the power of the Lord.
这里告诉我们是里面的人要刚强。
Tells us that the inner man has to be strong.
啊，我想今天在美国很多青年的弟兄姊妹们呢，在外面受到好的教育、受到好的训练，都是非常能干的。
In America today, a lot of the young people, because of the training they've received, are very capable.
但是我们里面的人能不能干呢
？But what about our inner man? Is he capable?
有的时候我们外面的人很大，里面的人很小。
We might be really great outwardly, but our inner man is.
神是要叫我们里面的人能够长大成人。
God wants our inner man to grow and mature.
里面的人有能力。
The inner man should have strength.
里面的人会依靠神。
The inner man relies on God.
会支取主的大能大力。
And can take hold of the strength of His might.
这是每个基督徒在主面前需要学习的。
This is a lesson that every Christian needs to learn.
然后第二件事情。
Secondly,
我们需要穿上。主所给的军装
，We have to take on the full armor of God。
啊，我想这些是今天在基督徒中间常常被提起的。
This is something that we remind ourselves of all the time.
但是我们前面的弟兄们告诉我们
，But the brothers have shared
这个军装呢不是给个人的
，That this full armor isn't only for the individual.
不是 ，No， 不是 for individual， 是不是给个人的
？It's not for the individual.
乃是给教会团体的。
It's for the church.
所以在教会中间，这些装备都是必须有的。
So in the church, you have to have this full armor of God.
我们需要有真理的腰带。
We have to have the belt of truth.
我们用真理来约束我们的腰。
With truth, we gird our loins.
好叫我们有力量。
So that we can have strength.
我们有公义的护心镜。
And we have to have the breastplate of righteousness.
教会在地上必须行公义。
The church needs to represent righteousness.
绝不能容许不义的事情进到教会。
And the church cannot allow unrighteousness to enter into it.
这个是保护我们的心。
This protects our heart.
然后呢，有平安福音的鞋。
And then our feet need to be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
然后讲到有信心的盾牌。
And it talks about the shield of faith.
能够抵挡仇敌的火箭。
That's able to protect us from the flaming arrows of the evil one.
我们知道圣经告诉我们这个火箭，就神魔鬼的用火做箭。
We know that the enemy fires upon us with fire.
所以呢，任何一句话，任何一件事情，叫我们里面发烧，你都要小心。
So anything that causes us to heat up, we need to be watchful of.
Yeah. 所以作为神的儿女，有的时候需要非常的冷静。
So as a child of God, we can't let our tempers flare.
所以这个信心的盾牌。
And then, so this is the shield of faith.
然后还要有救恩的头盔。
Also the helmet of salvation.
每一个神的儿女在教会中间，我们的心思都需要蒙拯救。
Our minds need to be renewed.
我们觉得今天神的儿女们在心思意念上面所产生的混乱，以至于造成教会的混乱是非常厉害。
The chaos in our thoughts have caused chaos in the church.
所以我们前面弟兄也讲到说呢，很多时候基督徒生命是新的，头脑是旧的。
So some brothers say that our lives are new, but our minds are old.
所以用这个旧头脑，你没办法过新生活。
So with our old minds, we can't live the new life.
所以我们得救之后，我们空有一个新生命，活来活去还是旧样子。
So even though we're saved, we try to live a new life, but it's old.
所以我们的心思需要蒙拯救。
So our minds, our thoughts need to be
需要被圣灵来更新。
It has to be renewed by the Spirit.
然后我们还要拿着圣灵的宝剑。
And then also the sword of the Spirit.
就是主的活道。
And that is the living word.
是圣灵启示的话语。
It is the word revealed by the Spirit.
充满生命能力的话语。
It is empowered by the Spirit.
这是今天神给教会的一个装备。
This is how.The church is prepared.
我们要穿上这个军装才可以。
We need to put on this full armor.
还有第三件重要的事情。
And then the third thing in Ephesians.
保罗告诉我们需要多方面的祷告。
We have to pray at all times.
我们实在感觉今天神的儿女们在祷告的事上对主有亏欠。
We have truly shortchanged our Lord in the area of prayer.
各到各处的教会，你看见那个祷告聚会人都是最少的。
In every church assembly, we find that the prayer meeting is the least attended.
听到的人很多。
A lot of people come to hear messages.
祷告的人很少。
Those that pray are few.
弟兄姊妹，求主的灵感动我们。
May the Lord stir up our spirit.
在这个末了的时代。
That in these end,
我们多么需要祷告。
How much do we need prayer?
所以这个祷多方面的祷告。
All aspects
也是我们得胜的一个重要的一个原则。
This is important for us to be victorious.
所以在以弗所书里面
，So in the book of Ephesians，
保罗也把一些征战的原则告诉我们。
Paul tells us these principles of warfare.
我想，如果我们能从这两卷书里面明白这些原则
，And if we can understand these principles from these two books，
对于我们在属灵的征战上面来讲是大有益处。
They can aid us in our spiritual warfare.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
今天在这样一个属灵征战激烈的时代
，In this generation of spiritual warfare.
我们要有一个心智，能为主打美好的仗。
We have to have a desire to fight the good fight.
我们只有打这个美好的仗。
Only when we fight the good fight,
能使主教会的见证越来越明亮。
Can allow the testimony of the Lord to shine brightly.
也能使主的旨意能更多通行在我们中间。
And it can allow the will of God to be.Accomplished in our midst.
约书亚靠着 神的能力带领以色列的百姓进入迦南地。
By the strength of God, Joshua brought the people into Canaan.
他们得到了迦南美地为产业。
They conquered Canaan as their inheritance.
他们带来一个荣耀的时代。
And they brought in a glorious age.
为主做了美好的见证。
And they were a testimony for the Lord.
所以今天我们也需要用征战进入基督的丰富。
Today, we need to do the same and enter into the fullness of Christ.
我们越多进入基督的丰富
The more we enter into His fullness,
我们就越多的能把基督的丰富活出来
The more we can live out Christ.
那么这样呢，我们就能为主做美好的见证
And in this way, we become a good testimony for our Lord.
所以属灵征战的一个目的
So, the purpose of spiritual warfare
就是要使教会能够把基督的见证彰显出来的。
To allow the church to manifest the testimony of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个活的东西。
This is something that is living.
不是一个道理。
It's not a doctrine.
所以今天我们要求主在我们灵里面来感动我们。
So may the Lord touch us in our spirit.
要叫我们知道如何来打这一场属灵的仗。
And show us how to fight the good fight.
但愿在主回来之前
That before his return,
我们在各道各处都能够随着羔羊能够有得胜的经历。
That wherever we're at, we can have this overcoming experience by the Lamb.
让主的见证在各处都明亮。
That the testimony of our Lord would shine brightly everywhere.
让各处的灯台都能发光。
That all the lamps would be lit.
让主耶稣基督荣耀的见证在我们这个时代中间被恢复。
That the glorious testimony of Christ will be restored in our generation.
我们请低头在一点祷告。
Let's bow for a closing word of prayer.
主，我们求你借着真理的圣灵引我们进入实际。
Lord, by the Spirit of Truth, we ask that you would bring us into reality.
让我们所听见你的话语。
That all who have heard your word
成为我们实际的经历。
That your word would become experience
成为我们里面的力量
and would become our strength.
主啊，在今天这个属灵征战非常激烈的时代
and Lord, in this fierce battle,
让我们能够为你打美好的仗
may we fight the good fight.
愿各道各处都有许许多多基督的精兵被兴起
may there be soldiers for Christ in every location.
主啊，愿我们在这个征战上能够得胜，把荣耀归给你。
And in this battlefield, may we be victorious and give all the glory to you.
求你做工在我们的身上。
Lord, may you work in us.
我们谢谢你与我们同在。
We thank you for your presence.
我们再把感谢赞美都归给你。
And we give you all the thanksgiving and praise.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.